Hello and welcome to the Jesus Witch Podcast. I'm your host, Lena Elsiah Lee, also known as Lena the Jesus Witch on TikTok and Instagram. The Jesus Witch Podcast is a show dedicated to opening the conversation about including Jesus in witchery practices. The goal of this podcast is to not be evangelical. The goal is to spread the love, light, truth, acceptance, and oneness that is Jesus Christ himself. Here at the Jesus Witch Podcast, we believe all people are loved by God and all people are loved by Jesus. We believe in community and the power of fellowship. We believe in giving whatever you reasonably can to help your neighbor who's in need. And above all, we believe in the power of creating a relationship with Jesus that is authentic and unique to you. Join me for new episodes of the Jesus Witch Podcast every single Monday, and be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcasting app. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Jesus Witch Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Lena Elsiah Lee, also known as Lena the Jesus Witch on TikTok and on Instagram. This is the first episode of the Jesus Witch Podcast that I am sitting down to record since I hit 10,000 followers on TikTok. I literally cannot believe that the Jesus Witch Podcast and the TikTok account has grown so much that we have 10,000 people on our TikTok community. That is insane to me. I did not start making TikToks to grow a following. I started making TikToks to get the word out about this podcast and to teach other people that, like, hey, there is a different way to work with Jesus. You can be witchy and love him too. That was my goal, and it has completely snowballed into something else between, you know, the TikTok community and then our awesome Jesus Witch Church. Like, our Discord community, we have over 200 people there, and it is like the coolest place to hang out on the entire internet. And like, it genuinely is. I'm not just saying that because I created it. It genuinely is the coolest place to hang out on the internet. We have so many different conversations. Every single morning, there's like 10 messages in there saying grand rising. How is everybody today? I hope you have a beautiful day. Like, there's so much positivity in there. And then along with that, we have places where, you know, we'll talk about heavier things, like if you're struggling with your mental health or you need a space to vent. We talk about tarot cards and astrology and crystals and all that, like, good witchy stuff. But it's really like a community. It is a place to go hang out, to like get to know each other, to fellowship. And it is like, honestly, this is like very honest for a second, and it's just very honest. I don't have a lot of friends in real life. It's been very challenging for me, to say the least, very challenging for me to create meaningful friendships and relationships with other people. And, you know, I have my Mars in the 11th house. I have Chiron conjunct my ascendant. I'm a Scorpio rising. There's just a lot of stuff that makes it harder for me to create connection. And I have never personally felt more welcomed into a community than I have since being part of the Jesus Witch Church. And I don't just say that because I created it. You know, like, there are days where I literally do not talk in the church at all because I'm busy with my kids, or I'm doing something else, or I'm going, like, you know, get treatment for the injury that I sustained during the car accident. There are so many days where I'm not active on Discord at all, but there's still like so many messages and people pouring so much into that space, because it's an awesome community. So if you are looking for people who are similar belief to you, like witchy people that you want to be friends with, we also do like church services in there bi-weekly, and we also do full and new moon circles. Like, last night was the Taurus new moon, and we did a new moon circle. We were literally on there until like 10 p.m. I was on there until 10 p.m. and we started at 7, and then after I left, people stayed and hung out. Like, it is just a great place to be. So anyway, I don't know how this turned into like a 2-minute shout out of the Jesus Witch Church, but yeah, that place is great. So thank you guys for making it great. Thank you to every single person that's in the church that makes it great. Because it's not me. If it was just me, it would not be great. Like, trust me, it's everybody else. It's a really awesome community, and people have been making friends there. And I made some really awesome friends in that community, and I'm just so grateful for that and the platform that TikTok gave us in order to create this community and create this, like, just, I don't even know, I guess ministry. I guess this is a Jesus Witch ministry. But anyway, yeah. So if you're not part of the Jesus Witch Discord group, come and join us. But anyways, thank you so much for 10,000 on TikTok. I really appreciate you guys. My mind is so blown. I like literally can't believe this is my life, and it's like the best thing in the entire world. So thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I love you. Anyway, let's get back to the regularly scheduled episode of the Jesus Witch Podcast. This week on the Jesus Witch Podcast, we are going to be talking all about worship. What is worship? How do you worship? Is worship only music? Like, we're going to get into all of it and discuss. And yes, so let's start talking about worship. And just a reminder, if you would like to support the Jesus Witch Podcast and become a member of our Patreon page, you get every single episode of the Jesus Witch Podcast a week early and ad-free. There are also tiers on Patreon that offer more Jesus Witch education. I share the specific spells that I do, the ingredients that I do, the Bible verses that I use to do them. There's also tarot spreads that I write to help you get more connected to Jesus and Source and just have a better relationship with your tarot deck in general. There's also a Patreon tier where we have happy mail and a spell casting circle, as well as one where you can get a one-on-one Zoom with me every single month. So click the link in the show notes page to check out the Patreon, as well as anything else that is mentioned here in this episode today. Okay, so now without further ado, let's talk about worship. Before we talk about worship, we need to establish what is worship. So what is worship? According to the dictionary, worship, the definition is the feeling or expression of reverence and adoration for a deity. And I just want to make a note that the definition of worship does not include song or singing. I feel like a lot of people think that worshiping God is just singing and doing, like, you know, the K-Love stuff. I don't know if K-Love's the Christian radio station where you are, but that's the one for me. But no, it is so much more than that. And in this episode, we are going to discuss what exactly worship is and other ways that you could do it besides just song. Now that we have the dictionary definition of worship, let's find a biblical definition of worship. So I actually found a resource, which was actually really cool. It is 73 worship verses in the Bible. So 73 different verses that talk about worship, ways to worship, that are worship. So I'm not going to sit and read every single one of the 73 Bible verses that this specific article mentions. I will link the article in the show notes page, but I'm just going to tell you a few of my favorite worship verses and why I like them. The first verse that I want to look at is Psalm 150, verse 6. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Firstly, I think this is just a very straight to the point, like, praise the Lord, like very much like this is how we're worshiping him, right? And praise doesn't have to be like singing, like, how great are you, God? No, praise can just be like, thank you, God, so much that it is a beautiful and sunny day outside, that there's clear skies. I can see the blue skies. Thank you so much, Lord, for this day. That right there is an example of praise. It doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be in a song. It doesn't have to be something like over the top. You literally could just be like, wow, thank you, God, so much for putting me on the wake up list this morning. I am extremely grateful to be on earth today. Simple as that. But another thing that I really like with this psalm is that it reminds me of a song. There is a song called Let Everything by this worship band. It's called Let Us Worship. And it literally goes, just let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And it like repeats that verse and it's like, for all of my heart, in all of my strength, in all that I am, I will sing let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So we're gonna have a couple of singing moments throughout this episode. I hope that's not too cringy for you. It's pretty cringy for me, but anyway, any song that I mention in this episode today will be found in a playlist, in a Spotify playlist that I will link in the show notes page, just so that like you can listen to them and easily find them if you wanted to. But I really like that verse because it reminds me of that song, and that song seems like a really easy one for me to sing if I want to like sing the Bible. You know what I'm saying? I love worship music that actually has like biblical lyrics in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really like being able to find the scripture in music, and this song really does that for me. So I love that song for it. And I know we're talking about worship in like a general sense. Obviously, a big part of worship is song. But I want to, with this episode, I want you to understand that you don't have to just worship through song. Personally, I love worshiping through song. So I'm going to share with you some of my favorite worship musics. And that was part of why I was so excited to film this or record this episode, was because I wanted to share some of my favorite songs with you today. So anyway, that is Psalm 150, verse 6. Another verse about worship that I found that I really resonated with was Psalm 63, verses 3 through 4, which says, "Because your love is better than my life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I lift up my hands." I loved this verse a lot, and specifically I love this verse because of the first line, "Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you." It doesn't matter what's happening in life. There are always things to be thankful for. It doesn't matter what trial you're walking through. There's always a reason to turn to God and ask for his help, or to turn to Jesus and ask for his help if you don't personally work with the Abrahamic God. I feel like any of these verses could be applicable with Jesus as well. If you are just a Jesus witch and not somebody who also works with the Abrahamic God as well. But I really like this verse because it's kind of just saying, like, it doesn't matter what's going on. I'm still going to choose to praise, and I'm still going to choose to have hope. And I feel like hope and joy, those are choices, right? We can't choose how we actually feel, but we could choose the mentality that we have. We can choose to see the light at the end of the tunnel. We could choose to see that not all hope is lost. So I really like this verse because it helps affirm that choice for me, and kind of just says, like, I don't care what's going on externally. Internally, I'm going to continue to choose thanks, to choose grace, and to choose glorifying and praising my Savior, praising my Jesus, praising my God. The next verse on worship I have here is Ephesians 3, 20 through 21, which says, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work in us, to him be the glory in the church and in Jesus Christ throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." I love this verse because it reminds me a lot of Matthew 7, where Jesus says, "Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find." The reason that this reminds me of Matthew 7 is because we could ask Jesus so many things. We could ask Jesus, like, "Jesus, help me be more stable in my job. Help me find more peace. Help me be more loving to my family," right? And he will help grant you those things, but he can also grant you immeasurably more, right? But his power is not just like working on us. It is working within us and through us. He is not just changing us externally. He is changing us internally by giving us a new lifestyle, right? A new way of thinking about things, a new way of like giving to other people, a new way of loving ourselves, right? He is giving us more than we asked him, because he's changing us from the inside. And I also love this verse because, like, as a witch, right, I'm always personally looking for parts in the Bible where I can find divinity and power and magic within myself. And you're telling me that Jesus's power is working within me, but I don't have any of that power? No, I have some of that power. I have that resurrection power flowing through my veins, right? And I really like this verse because for me, it's proof that we have divine power and that we are meant to be using this divine power to help further Jesus's message of love, of acceptance, of oneness, of unity, of making him available to everyone, no matter what they believe, who they believe in, who they love. It doesn't matter. Jesus is available to all people, and we can use the power that he's given us and the power that he's like put inside of our vessels in order to help complete that mission by loving ourselves and loving our neighbors. And now a quick break from this week's episode to talk about a few ways you can help support the show. If you're really loving the Jesus Witch podcast and want more content and more resources to help you in your own Jesus Witchery practice, the Jesus Witch podcast now has a Patreon. There are 4 different tiers of our Patreon. The first one is the Fool, where you get ad-free and early episodes of the Jesus Witch podcast. The second one is the Magician, where you get everything that you got in the Fool, as well as grimoire pages for your spell book with Jesus Witch specific spells. You'll also get grimoire pages of the Major Arcana tarot cards and how they connect back to Christianity and the Bible, at least 2 different tarot spreads per month that you could try with your cards, and a personalized 3-card reading from me every single month. The next tier up is the Hierophant, and in that tier you get everything from both the Fool and the Magician tiers, as well as monthly spellcasting Zooms and happy mail from me. The 4th and final tier is the High Priestess tier, and with the High Priestess tier you get everything from the Fool, Magician, and Hierophant tiers, as well as a 20-minute one-on-one call with me every single month over Zoom to discuss your practice and the ways that you can grow your faith as a Jesus witch. If you want to become a patron, click the link in the show notes page. The next way you could support the show is by shopping at the Sun and Moon Oily Co., which is my Etsy shop. Over on the Sun and Moon Oily Co., you can grab astrology readings with me, tarot readings with me, and my Bible-based body oil spells. There are so many different types of spells on my shop, and each and every one of them are based off of a different Bible verse. And these spells are pre-charged by me, and I put all of my good intentions and all of my energy into them. To shop the Sun and Moon Oily Co., click the link in the show notes page. Essential oils are a vital tool in my practice, and when it comes to oils, I only trust Young Living Essential Oils because of their seed-to-seal promise. This promise ensures to me that I am getting the highest quality essential oils. Plants that become Young Living Essential Oils never have had pesticides on them. The oils themselves only contain plant material. No alcoholic solvents or artificial fragrances or fillers are added to these essential oils. If you're interested in learning more about Young Living and my favorite oils, click the link in my show notes page. Or if you're interested in grabbing some oils but not sure which ones would fit you, book a 15-minute consultation with me and let's talk all about your needs and oils that would help suit them. The link to book a consultation or to grab oils with me can be found in the show notes page. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Jesus Witch Podcast, and now let's get back to the show. I also like this verse because there is a song that goes with it. Okay, so I absolutely love Elevation Worship. However, my favorite worship band is King's Kaleidoscope, but Elevation Worship is a very, very, very close second. But I absolutely love their song Gyra, and it literally uses this verse in the song. It goes, no matter who asks, think or imagine, according to his power that's working in us. It literally just sings the whole verse, and it's so good. This song is also really good because, like, there's a part in it where there's this like little breakdown, and the one of the singers, she goes like, I'm already loved, I'm already chosen, I know who I am, I know what you've spoken. And I like that. Like, personally, when I'm going through, like, really hard times with my self-image, which is, you know, it's rare because I'm a Taurus sun, moon, and Scorpio rising. I know who I am. No, I'm just kidding. But when I have those moments where I'm feeling, like, really, like, unconfident and, like, I don't really know who I am, and more specifically, I don't know who I am in Christ, I will blast this song, Look in the Mirror, and sing that little breakdown, right? The I'm already loved, like, that part. And it really helps me to, like, know who I am and reminds me that, like, no matter what I'm seeing before me, Christ is still working. It might just not be the way that I think things were going to plan out or pan out, you know what I'm saying? So I really like this song, and I really like this verse. So yeah, again, the songs that I mentioned here will be in the Spotify playlist if you want to check it out. Another verse that I really like for worship is Psalm 116, verses 1 and 2. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. I really love this verse because I personally have a lifelong covenant with the Abrahamic God. And what this means for me is that no matter what happens, the Abrahamic God and Goddess are my patron deity. They are it for me. As much as I love and respect and see gods and goddesses from other pantheons and think they're, like, really freaking cool, and there's a couple of them that I would love to work with, I'm not going to, because I made a covenant. And a covenant is like a super promise. It's like a promise that you really, really don't want to break. So I don't feel like there's going to be any consequences if I break this covenant with the Abrahamic God, but I have no intentions of breaking it. And I know that's not for everybody. There are people that are listening to this podcast who may work with Jesus but not work with the Abrahamic God. And there's probably people listening to this podcast that don't work with Jesus or the Abrahamic God in their practice. And that's totally fine. I don't think it's for everybody. But for me, this is lifelong. This is a lifelong commitment and a lifelong relationship to the Abrahamic God and Goddess, and to Jesus and their mission for my life. So I like this psalm because it affirms that. And just reading this psalm and saying it out loud is an act of worship. It's a form of affirming that. And it's a form of praising my creator and my deity. The next verse that I want to talk about is Psalm 9, verse 1. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart, and I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. This right here explains a form of worship, which is just simply giving thanks and sharing what God has done in your life with other people. It's not complicated. It's literally just waking up in the morning being like, oh my God, I am so thankful for this beautiful weather. And then, you know, when something awesome happens to you, it's going into the Jesus Witch Discord group and being like, guys, I want to share a praise moment. Jesus was so good to me today. He did XYZ. Like right there, that is worship. That is adoration. That is showing Jesus, showing the Abrahamic God, whoever you're working with, that you appreciate what they're doing for you and the way that they're working in your life. So I love that psalm because it displays such an easy and simple way that we can worship Jesus. The next verse I want to talk about is Matthew 5, 15 and 16, which says, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. So I like this one because it is very clear here that worship is a form of having a specific lifestyle. It is allowing Jesus to speak through you. And that's like not like being preachy all the time and proselytizing and like, you know, like being going to everybody like, oh my gosh, you know, Jesus is amazing, like XYZ about him. Like, no. The point of this is you're supposed to live a life that you're displaying specific attitudes of Christ. So you're being thankful, being giving, being loving, being kind, things that we've talked about in this episode and in this podcast before, just having the attitude that Christ did and the sort of picking up personality traits that he did as well, and letting people see that light inside of you, letting people see that you are doing your best to be kind. That doesn't mean putting a pressure on yourself to be perfect. That does not mean holding yourself to like an impossible standard. That means just doing your best in everything that you do and trying to make the most Christ-like decisions as humanly possible, which again, like, you're a human, you get a lot of grace. Like, we are never going to be like the exact same as Spirit, the exact same as Source. We are here to learn, we are here to make mistakes, but we're also here to do our best. So I really like that verse because it encouraged me to do that. The next verse we have here is Daniel 2:23, and it says, I thank and praise you, God of my ancestors. You have given me wisdom and power. You have made known to me what we have asked of you. You have made known to us the dream of the king. Okay, I love this verse for so many different reasons, but the main one, the one that's like coming to me as soon as I read it, is the God of my ancestors. Doing Jesus witchery and looking at Jesus and the Abrahamic God at the end of the day in a different light and separating God and Jesus from the things that the church have done, the traumatic things the church has done to you, to your ancestors, to generations that came before you, right? This is a form of ancestral healing. This is a form of ancestor work. Even if, like, you don't know who your ancestors are, or, you know, like, you don't have a lot of info on them, if you know that you came from a line of, like, either evangelicals or strict Catholics or people that were being oppressed by their religion and this is the path that you're going on now, that is generational trauma healing. And it's applicable even if you're not working with Jesus or the Abrahamic God. If you're still just like having a new religion that is resonates with you, that is authentic for you, that makes you feel close to Source, that is healing generational trauma. That is getting yourself back to the roots of your ancestors and having that relationship that's with Spirit that the people who came before us did. Like, all ancient cultures were extremely spiritual to an extent. Like, we all come from spiritual beings and spiritual people who are in tune and in touch and follow the ways of the world, like follow the moon cycles and the sun cycles and the harvests, you know, for the, and just follow the way of the earth so that they could live, so that they could form their society. And having ourselves become more in tune with those things, and more specifically more in tune with just source and spirit in general in a more authentic way, that's ancestor trauma healing. That is ancestor work right there. It's ancestor work is not complicated. It is like, well, I mean, breaking generational trauma is complicated, but that's basically ancestor work. It's doing things like that and creating a new path for yourself and for your family. So if you're on a path where you're becoming more authentic with source, where you're breaking yourselves, your family out of that like bondage and religious cycle trauma and all of that stuff, you are doing this verse. You are like living in worshiping in that way where you're honoring source, you're honoring God, you're honoring Jesus, whatever deity you're working with. Obviously for me it's working with God. I'm honoring God by creating a path where my boys know that no matter what they do, no matter who they turn out to be, no matter what they turn out to believe, Jesus loves them and God loves them. That's a blessing. You know, like that is what you're going to give to the generations that come after you. Even if you don't plan on being a parent, you're going to influence somebody to have some sort of different belief, and it's going to set off a chain reaction. So that's my first thought when I read this specific verse. And then again, it's a form of worship because it's one, describing a lifestyle choice that you're doing, which is creating like a healthier way of religion for the generations that come after you, but it's also a form of worship because you're genuinely thanking the God that has helped you do that. So that's why I like this verse out of Daniel. So then the last verse that we're going to talk about, and I know we talked about a lot of verses today, but worship has so many good verses, and I really highly, like I highly encourage you to check out that link that I'm going to put in the show notes page with the 73 Bible verses about worship. But the last verse that we have comes from Habakkuk, verse 3:17-18. Though the fig tree does not bud, there are no grapes on the vines. Though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior. I feel like one thing evangelicalism highlights, in my opinion, is this like really toxic mentality of, if you are going through hardship, if you are going through hard times, if you are experiencing loss, you're experiencing illness, you know, you're just experiencing the woes of life, that it's because you're not praying enough, you're not close enough to God. It's just this really toxic, like, you're experiencing these things as a result of your sin, and not a, you're experiencing these things as a result of the fact that we live in an imperfect world and things are going to happen. But one thing that I really have gotten from reading the Bible and reading like the words for what they are and really connecting with God and asking him like, hey, what am I really supposed to get from here, right? The one thing I've gotten is that the Bible does not promise that we won't go through hardships. The Bible does not promise anywhere that we are not gonna live difficult lives. Like, there's not a single verse that promises that. The promises that we do have are that God is going to be there with us through every single trial and tribulation. The other promise that we have is that we have the ability to have joy and have peace during these hard times by looking towards the Father, looking towards the Son. And we are promised that at the end of our lives, at the end of the day, we will be able to rest. That's the promises. It's not that you're not going to deal with these hardships, but it's important as you are dealing with these hardships to find good things. If you are dealing, like, I'm just going to use myself for an example with this accident. You've probably heard me talk about 100 times. I was rear-ended by a drunk driver in December, and I have a whiplash and concussion injury. And it's been really, really challenging. And the one thing, the one bright speck of whatever that I could find throughout this whole situation is that it has given me the opportunity to be home more so that I could create the Jesus Witch podcast, so that I could create the content that I have on TikTok, so that I could create the Patreon, so that I could create the Discord group. That is the light that I've seen throughout this whole thing. And that's what I've been thanking God for during this situation. I say, I'm so thankful, God. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to be home, to be able to heal at home, and to be able to still work from my computer and create the things that I want to create on my computer and my phone, and still do all these things and teach people about you and teach people about Jesus. So thank you for that. That's really like it, just finding one little teeny speck of hope that you can hold on to and thank Jesus, thank God, thank your deity for. So that is why I like that verse, and I think it's really important, and that's why I wanted to honestly end on that verse too, because I feel like that's the most important message, is that the Bible doesn't promise that your life is not going to be hard. God does not promise that your life is not going to be hard for believing in him and believing in Jesus, but you're promised that he's with you. You're promised that you can have peace, access to that peace, access to that love. That's what you're promised. And we need to rejoice even during the hard times. As hard as it is, we need to find that little speck of hope and keep on moving forward. So now I want to take a moment to gush on a couple of my favorite my favorite worship songs and things that make me feel really connected to God, connected to Jesus. I know that worship is not all about just music, and we're going to talk about a couple more examples of worship and things that you can do after this, but I feel like a lot of people associate worship with music, and I really love music, and I just, you know, this is my podcast. I want to do what I want to do, so I want to talk to you guys about some of my favorite worship musics, okay? And maybe you'll find some cool music, and the other thing is, like, not all my worship music is worship music. I do listen to, like, a few, like, more pop songs when I do worshiping, and, like, you know, when I'm trying to channel different energies and different, like, facets of God. So that'll be something else that we talk about too, and just realizing that all worship music doesn't need to be made by a Christian artist. So firstly, I have to talk about King's Kaleidoscope. I can't pick a specific song from King's Kaleidoscope because I absolutely love them. Their music is just so fantastic, and it very much speaks into scripture. But another thing that I like about their music is that they have some songs that are like, yo, life sucks, but you know, it'll be okay. I like the realness in their music, and then I really love how much they pull from scripture. They pull so much lyrics and imagery and things from scripture. So these are just a couple of my favorite songs from them, like my absolute favorites, but like go listen to like their entire discography because it's fantastic. So firstly, All Creatures, great song, like so good. In Christ Alone, that's a really, really, really good one. That's like, there's one line in it that's like, from life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. And that line like hits me with a ton of bricks every single time I listen to this dang song. It is so, so, so good. Another really good one by them is Dust, which is all like, it's a play on the verse about how, like, you know, from ash we're formed to ash we'll return. It's like dust to earth and ash to ocean. And then talking about how life's a vapor while it lasts. And it's just like such a good song for realizing that at the end of the day, the only thing that is forever is your relationship with Jesus, your relationship with Source. And I really love that from this song. So those, I would say, are my like three favorites from King's Kaleidoscope. But again, like, go check out everything that they have made, because King's Kaleidoscope is so good. Another song that I really like is Inhabit by Leland. And I like this song a lot because when it's talking about worship, it talks about like singing to be worshiping, dancing to be worshiping, shouting a praise being worshiping. And then it also goes to say like, will you inhabit the praises of your people? And I really like that because it's true. God lives in our prayers. God lives in our praises. Like, that is where he lives. That is where he dwells. And that line is a verse on Psalm 22, verse 3, which says, "Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel," which basically is saying that God is living through the praises of Israel in this Bible verse, and that is what it's saying in the song Inhabit, and that's why I like it a lot. So it's a good one. It's a good one to listen to. Another one that I really like is called Dancing on the Waves by We the Kingdom, and I like this song because, one, it is sung by a woman, and two, it reminds me a lot of the Holy Spirit. So in Proverbs, there's a verse which says that in the beginning of creation, I was there hovering over the waters as God created it. Like, essentially, I'm prophesying. But, and when this Spirit is talking in Proverbs, it's using she, her pronouns. So for me, that's the divine feminine, which for me is the Holy Spirit. If you don't know what I believe about the Holy Spirit, you could actually go back in the Jesus Witch podcast. I have a whole episode on that called What I Call the Holy Spirit. So if you would like a little bit more info on the divine feminine, or, well, also who the Trinity is, would be a good episode for you to listen to as well. But in this specific proverb, it talks about the Spirit of the Lord hovering over the water during creation. That's also like a reflection that was back in Genesis. So, like, it's really beautiful. And this song, Dancing on the Waves, reminds me a lot of that. And I really love that they had a woman singing this song, because it really feels like the Mother Goddess is singing to me, honestly. So it's a good one that I connect to the Holy Spirit through, and I really like it because of that. A band that I found recently that I've really been liking worship music wise is called Kane, and it's a brother and two sisters, which I think is like super cute that they're a family. But their album is really good, and there's one song on it called Keep Following, and it's all about like keep following Jesus even when you like just don't know where to go, even when you don't know what way to turn. Just keep looking towards him and following the path that he wants you to go down, even if it seems confusing, even if it's not traditional, even if it's something that like is super crazy. Like, just keep going with him and keep following him. And that's become a song for me that I personally like, I listen to when I feel like I'm at a crossroads, or I feel like I need just a little bit more affirmation with what I'm doing, because it's just like, keep going, keep following him, keep moving forward. Like, Jesus is the answer, and just keep running towards him. And that's why I really like this song. But also check out their album songs on it. Like, I'm So Blessed is really good, and Yes He Can, and Over My Head. Like, I like a lot of their songs off their album, but definitely Keep Following. But I'm So Blessed is also really good, because there's a lyric in it that's like, on my best day, I'm a child of God, and on my worst day, I'm the child of God. And I love that reminder. It is so good. So I'm going to add both of those into the playlist. Another song that I really, really, really like is Heart of the Father by Ryan Ellis. And the specific reason that I like this song is there is a lyric that says, and it's talking about Jesus, and it's saying that your spirit guides me to the heart of the Father. That's the exact line, spirit guide. For me, Jesus is my main spirit guide. He is the main guide for me that I'm looking towards when I'm trying to figure out what plan I'm supposed to go with, or what path I'm supposed to go down. So this is just like spirit guide Jesus in a song. So whenever I feel like I need guidance from him, and like whenever I feel like I need to be more connected to Jesus as a person so that I can really display his characteristics, this is a song that I like to sing, and I almost use it as a spell to kind of bring him a little bit closer and give me more understanding of his character and who he wants me to be and the path that he wants me to go down. So a few songs that I really like to worship to that aren't necessarily worship music. So the first one is Woman by Doja Cat. And I absolutely love that song for connecting with the divine feminine, for connecting for Asherah. I feel really close to her when I dance to it and when I sing it. And that like whole line, like the divine feminine, I'm feminine, yeah. Like that like whole proclamation of like, no matter what you look like, no matter who you are, you've got that fucking divine feminine energy in you, and nobody can take that away. And I really, really love that song for connecting with her, honoring her, dancing with her. And it just makes me feel really free and connected to my own divine femininity. So I really like that song for Asherah. two songs that are by Lord that really like help me connect with Jesus. One, Solar Power, and the other one is The Path. I feel like if you listen to The Path, that's a little bit like easier to understand why that would help me connect with Jesus. For me, it's like taking that responsibility of being like the savior for myself and for other people off of me and like putting it onto him and realizing like I'm allowed to look towards the sun and find my path. But Solar Power reminds me of Jesus because specifically of the lines like meet the boys and girls onto the beaches, come on, come on, I'll tell you my secrets, I'm kind of like a prettier Jesus. And that kind of encourages me to continue to minister and continue to like share my practice and continue to share the things that he's putting on my heart. So those are two songs that I also like to listen to connect with Christ. I'm also going through this phase where there's this like playlist on Spotify. It's called Beast Mode Christian. It is so freaking good. I will share it in the show notes, please. But I have found some songs that really, really connect me to Christ in that playlist. And they're like just really, really, really cool songs. Like these are like upbeat, hip-hoppy, fun, like rap Christian music. It's not like your cut of the mill, like elevation worship, like, you know, gospely, like, oh Lord, I praise you. Like, no, it's like fire music. And I love, obviously, I love like the worshipy worship stuff, but this is just so fun to listen to. So let me tell you a couple of my favorite songs and tell you why I like them. So firstly, speaking of elevation worship, off of their little like other sect called Elevation Rhythm, they have a song called Simple, which is all about like valuing the important things in life and not chasing after the mundane and like the things that are fleeting, like riches and jewels and designer bags and like big houses and stuff, and starting to like honor the things that matter more. I really, really like that song just for that. If you are part of the Patreon in the Magician Tier Up, you will already know this song, but What a Day by No Big Deal has become my money manifestation song because it is a Christ-like song that talks about money and like doesn't talk about money in like a negative, like, oh, you can't try to chase after money. It's like more like I get $100,000, $100K, whatever, and I cut the check, I give some to charity, some to Melchizedek, like I donate to my church, I put my mom up in a good house. Like it's like such a good song, a positive speaking song about money and like using your abundance to help others, which is why I really like it. So I use this song as a money manifestation spell, and I really like it for that. So just go listen. And No Big Deal is spelled NOBIGDYL. And in all of his songs, it goes dilly. And it's just like, I love it. It's so good. Another one by No Big Deal that's absolutely freaking fantastic is called Parabolic. And like this song, so good. He opens it up with like, you see me as a rock. When they see me, I'm electrifying. Hey, only talk I do is edifying. They say preach, they say church when I'm testifying. Yeah, you running out your mouth. That's a lot of mileage. It's just like, oh my gosh, it is so good. But my favorite part of this song, okay, is there's this one line and he's like, walking with the Lord, I got the Holy Spirit handy. When I looked down, I saw SpongeBob and Sandy. Okay, he's talking about being so in tune and so in step with his faith that he can literally walk on water. Like, oh my God, that this song, lyrical genius, highly recommend, go listen to it. And the final song that I'm going to talk about, because it's like my favorite song to bop to and like worship with right now, is called Been About It by Andy Mineo and Lecrae. Oh my gosh, Been About It, glory to the Father, I don't do the drama. These lyrics hit. They are so good. They are so fun. It's just a great upbeat song. Gets your day going. Gets you in step with the Spirit. And just like, I love these, like this music, because I really do love rap music, but I find like some rap music to be really aggressive and like honestly like nasty and mean. And I don't want to put that near me, you know what I'm saying? Like I want to be an energy of light, an energy of happiness, an energy of like positivity. And obviously life is not all rainbows and butterflies, and that's okay, and I understand that. But the music I want to listen to, I want to reflect that type of lifestyle. So I've really been liking, like, Jesus rap music because it helps me listen to the type of music that I like without, like, the aggression, and it makes me be, like, more confident and bubbly and not have that, like, underlying anger that some of those other songs could give me. Because that's something that I honestly do struggle with, is, like, letting, like, the emotion of, like, a song or a movie or a book or a writing, like, kind of fill me a little bit. So I like listening to this kind of stuff to make me be more upbeat and positive. But anyway, in the playlist, I'm also going to leave a couple of my other favorite songs that I didn't talk about here, just so that, like, you know, if you want to listen to it, get a little taste of my music style, you can. I don't know, it's fun. I know we talked a lot about music in this episode, so let's talk about a couple of other things besides music that you can do to worship Jesus. So one, there's a verse, we all know it, love your neighbor like you love yourself. Keywords here, love yourself. So a form of worship could be self-love. It could be performing a self-care ritual. It could be taking daily showers. It could be eating 3 meals a day if you have a problem with remembering to do that. Self-care is a form of worship. Your body is a temple. When you do self-care, you are taking care of the temple. So self-care, 100% a form of worship. Another form of worship is giving to charity and giving to people who need it. When God tells you to give, when Jesus gives you that calling in your heart to give, don't ignore it and give. Give whatever you're able to give, even if you're not able to give financially. Giving a prayer, giving a hug, giving like a shoulder to cry on, that is so important, and that is a form of worship. Being there for others, carrying the cross of our brothers and sisters, carrying their burdens, that is worship. That is living like Jesus. That is worshiping him. Likewise, taking care of your family could be considered a form of worship, because you're making sure that the people around you are getting what they need, and especially if you're taking care of your family without being asked to do it. And finally, another form of worship could simply be reading your Bible or reading other books about source, about Jesus, about creation, and learning and diving into more of what you believe. Exploring our belief system and getting closer to God, getting closer to Jesus, getting closer to source, that is a form of worship in itself. So I hope this episode gave you some ideas of ways that you could worship, songs that you could worship to, ways that you could worship without music. I just hope that it was a good overview of what worship is, what worship means to me, and I hope you get some ideas of how to incorporate worship into your practice. If you're not following me already on TikTok and Instagram, please go do so. My Instagram and TikTok are both Lena the Jesus Witch. And if you're not in the Jesus Witch Church, which is our Discord group, come join us. It is an awesome community. And like, I love being there, and it's just like, just again, just come join, come hang with us. And as always, everything that we talked about today can be found in the show notes page, including my Etsy shop and the Patreon, so that you could support this podcast. And I really do appreciate all the support that I've been getting through the Patreon and through my Etsy shop while creating this podcast. It is very time consuming for me to do this, and I am taking a lot from my family. So it does help us to have that little extra income. And I really appreciate you guys so much for the way that you have supported us in this journey so far. And it's just been a huge, huge blessing to my family. So thank you so much again. But anyway, enough with that. Let's talk about the verse of the day. So today our verse of the day is 1 Corinthians 10:1. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. Doesn't matter what you're doing, you can make it a form of worship. Just make sure that the intention is there, and just invite Jesus and his spirit into activity with you, and he will be there. Anyway, I'll talk to you guys next week. Thank you so much for listening. Okay, bye.